What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, what events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a batshit crazy story of single mother kills daughter to get back at her baby daddy. Sounds crazy as fuck. But before we do that, let's play this new, cool video with Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur and Langer Juice. That's right. As you see it, we got the new blue label for Dizzle for the new year. And that one right there was a mixture of Dizzle, Premium Luxury Liqueur, and Langer Juice. So we know Dizzle goes good with the Langer Juices. It definitely goes good with the V8 Splash. You know, the Dizzle Splashes, Dizzle Langers. Coming soon. Be on the lookout. And if you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper link. And if you're below that is actual locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas as well. And don't forget, you must be 21 and over, and shipping and handling is included when you order your bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur online. Also, the Dizzle Brand merch, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on Merchandise Store, or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. That's Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. All right, let's get into this batshit crazy of a story. I mean, just hearing the title is batshit crazy. All right, let's go.
So, hi, can you tell me what's happening there?
Yes, I just killed my daughter.
What the fuck?
How old is your daughter?
3.
How could she do this?
That shit crazy. She just called and said she killed her daughter. Oh, man.
Like and subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell so you get notifications anytime I go live and make a video. Make sure you still subscribe to the channel. Like this video. Comment on this video. Share this video. Also, text Tatum to 53445. Text Tatum to 53445 so we can stay connected. Let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like the merch, links are down below. This is a very, very sad story.
It's bad.
And I know a
crazy.
Lot of people may not want to hear me say this, but I think it's invaluable for me to point this out. And God did not make families to be run as single parent families. God did not intend for us to do this. Especially, God did not intend for families to be run as single mother families. Because if you look at any of the statistical data, single mothers, fatherless homes contribute to majority of the criminals, majority of people who are dealing with depression and suicide and dropouts and teen pregnancies. And it's nothing as an indictment against a specific person. It's just that God didn't intend for this to go this way. So things go astray.
Let me chime in. As y'all know, I don't believe in God. I believe in the laws of nature. But something about people make us so different. I talked about this with a friend earlier. Like, everything else in nature that's born just seems to know the laws of nature. They seem to, you know, snakes are just hatched out of the eggs and they slither off. Turtles are hatched, they out on their own from day one. People, there's something about people that, you know, we claim we're like this superior species on this planet, but we have to be taken care of longer than any other species. We do need our mother and fathers to thrive better. And every other species in the laws of nature. I mean, even like, okay, alligators. I've seen alligator, the videos where alligators got their little, the little baby alligators in their mouth. But as soon as they get to a big enough to get their own food, they're out on their own. Grizzly bears, a year and a half, 2 years. I mean, they're out on their own, you know. There's just so many species from day one. They have to survive on their own from day one. Turtles, snakes. I mean, it's all. And no, we're not reptiles. We're not reptiles. We're mammals. But every other mammal on planet Earth takes care of itself a hell of a lot earlier. Has to fend for itself, get its own food. It's me and my friend were just talking about this earlier today. Why do kids have to follow the rules of their parents? Because you depend on them for 18 freaking years. That's why. So if you depend on me in my household, you're going to follow my rules. That's how it goes. They depend on their parents, so they have to follow their rules. If they didn't depend on their parents, then guess what? You wouldn't have to follow their rules. If we're the most dependent species on the planet, you know, and I don't want to, you know, he's going to, that's the thing. I don't knock Officer Tatum bringing in God and religion. My sister's religious. Her husband's religious. They believe in God, even though I don't. But it doesn't make me think any different of my sister as a human being just because, you know, she believes in something that I don't believe in because there's no proof. There's no actual evidence. But let's keep it moving.
Now, I don't know how this happened. Shout out to my boy, the Right Wing Angel. Y'all need to go follow him on social media. He always have the best stories that are out there. But I don't know what happened in this situation specifically. But this lady calls 911 admitting that she killed her daughter and ended up going to jail over it. And now she's facing charges, potentially life in prison, the death penalty, which if she got the death penalty, I'm not going to argue with that for what she did. But let me let you play the now. I'm going to let you hear the 911 call. I'm going to let you hear some of what the news said, and then we're going to continue to explain why this is so troubling and, in my opinion, avoidable.
So, hi, can you tell me what's happening there? Yes, I just killed my daughter.
This is for educational purposes. Just want to let you know.
How old is your daughter? 3.
Yeah, what he said, educational
purposes.
So hard
to believe. Jalissa Baxter faced a judge this morning just one day after police say she repeatedly stabbed her 3-year-old daughter. CBS 4's Chelsea Jones was there and joins us now with what happened in the courtroom.
Jalissa Baxter faced a judge this morning, making her first appearance in charges related to the murder of her daughter. She stood there seemingly emotionless. Let's get you to some videos so that you can take a look for yourself. She is facing murder and aggravated child abuse charges only one day after police say she stabbed her 3-year-old, killing her. You can see Baxter right here being booked into the Dade County Jail after the gruesome details outlined in arresting documents. They reveal that Baxter attempted to first strangle her daughter. Once she was unsuccessful, she then stabbed the little girl several times. The details of what went down in that North Miami Beach apartment are chilling. Police say when they arrived, they found Jalissa in her white robe with the body of her child nearby and also the weapon used not too far away as well. Now, Baxter's Instagram account is filled with pictures of her and her daughter. She identifies as Aria. She talks about how much she loves her, and there are also other posts though that detail battles that she's endured.
Now let me get into this, because there's a multiple different fronts, and I think that Right Wing Angel touched on a few of them in his description here, but there's things that are going on multiple fronts. You know, this is the culture of young women being taught, misled, misguided into having children with men that they are not married to, or men that are not shown a propensity to become faithful. is where we should be talking to our young women about these things. It's cute to say, and I see women do this all the time. I don't need no man. This me and my baby, we out here surviving. We don't need her daddy. And then they deal with the trauma and reality of single parenthood, and it becomes too much to bear. But you can't say that as a young woman with a child, because posting pictures like this make you seem like you got it all together and you're a mama bear and you're doing it and you're just, we out here surviving together. But instead of trying to get help, instead of involving the baby daddy, you rather put on a front and do this. I'm not saying specifically this woman is doing it, but this typically happens.
Let me chime in, because he threw in something that relates to how I come across. He said, you're mama bear. See, that's how it's supposed to be, though. Like, based on the laws of nature, like, we're not supposed to have to be taken care of for so long, but we are. A three-year-old kid can't fend for themselves. A three-year-old grizzly bear can fend for themselves. You know, I get where he comes across with bringing religion into it. But I always look at it from a laws of nature aspect. I mean, I know this is harsh, but animals kill their young sometimes. They do. They do. But I don't know. This is a really a touchy one, because, you know, he applies religion to it. I like to look at everything from of a laws of nature standpoint. And that's why we're so different, because the majority of us follow the laws of man. We don't follow the laws of nature. And most people don't think like me, about natural law and the laws of nature. And when you follow, you live life where everything is following the laws of man, then you got to face the consequences. You got to face the consequences. He's correct based on the laws of man, you know, religion, the consequences, accountability. But based on the laws of nature, this is a very common thing, and it's very, very common in humans. And I guess this is why the abortion conversation becomes critical, because we know that there's plenty of people out there that shouldn't be having kids. And I'm not this one from the manosphere where I believe in the whole, like, if women cheat, they lose their value. If men cheat, they gain value. I don't believe in cheating and staying faithful. That's man-made concepts. I just believe in procreation. I think I'm somewhat like Nick Cannon when he says that's like a Western civilization kind of ideology. It's really just a man-made ideology. Staying faithful, marrying just one person, having kids with just one person. Like, you know, male dogs knock up multiple female dogs if given the opportunity. Same with all animals that in the mammals species. You got bulls that their job is to do nothing but fuck. That's their job. That's their responsibility, you know? And as species, we are responsible to procreate for the survival of our species, you know? And I do, like, you know, abortions with rapes. I mean, it's hard to expect a female to love a child from a rapist. It's hard, especially the way we're wired emotionally, mentally, sensitivity, you know. And then you do got these women like this woman who, you know, and I'm going to get further into it because it says she basically did this to pretty much get at back at her baby daddy and kind of punish him and whatnot.
And then there's turmoil and destruction happening on the inside. Because when you got a kid, it's hard to get a man who want to take care of some other man kid.
Facts.
And especially if you have a bad relationship or you have a tumultuous relationship with baby daddy, then another man don't want that drama.
Because let me chime in. I hate to cut him off. Because once again, during in the laws of nature, the male's job isn't to stick around and play daddy. Male bears and all these other male species don't stick around and play daddy. They procreate and they move on. It's the females that, you know, do the protecting, and they only do it for so long. But women will coddle children, you know, for their whole life. Like my grandmother who coddled my uncle until the day she passed away. He was 50-something years old, and she coddled him like a little baby his whole life. And that's the thing. We're just too dependent. We're not independent. And it's not so superior. It's inferior. You know, we're smarter. Yeah, but we're also more emotional, more sensitive. Those are weaknesses. We're more we get more attached. That's why we have to depend on people and stuff like that. Let's keep it moving.
And then what does it do? Leave you lonely and all of the above. But it's very sad that we see these things happening because it's avoidable. We should stop telling kids go Planned Parenthood and all this other stuff or telling you single motherhood is the way to go. We need to tell our young women to make better decisions on the front end or the back end, you would call it, with no pun intended. Make better decisions on the back end so that they don't end up in these situations. Now, I don't know what her thing was. I don't know if she took this kid's life because she had an instant fit of rage. Maybe she had another kid had an abortion and she's dealing with post-traumatic stress. I mean, or in some cases, I'm not saying this is her, but in some cases, women use these kids as such a leverage to and to become vindictive.
Yep.
And so I would not be surprised if she didn't Facts. Kill her kid to get back at the baby daddy.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Because some of these women don't really want the kid. They wanted to control the man with the kid. And the man ain't being controlled. Now they stuck with a kid that they don't really want. And they can't leverage the kid. What do? They try to do things to hurt the father. And I'm not saying this is her because she seemed like she loved her kid. So I don't know why she would do something like this. But there are cases where they try to do something to hurt the father. Since you can't hurt him by keeping him from him. You can't hurt him because he didn't move on. What do? You know if you kill his kid, he's going to be destroyed, and that's the ultimate I got back at you.
You know what? I've heard enough. It's fucked up. It's batshit crazy. I mean, based on how people, we live in society, the laws of man, and just how we live. I mean, a three-year-old, you know, I mean, put the kid up for adoption or something, man. I mean, just killing the kid. You know, like, even when animals kill their young, they do it, like, I think, right when they're born because the young is, like, a runt or they're just too weak. They don't wait till they're, like, 3 years old. You know, they do it right away when they think the young is too weak. I think it's more of, they do it more of, like, you know, like a sacrifice thing because they think they're too weak to fend for themselves. So they think they're like doing them a favor by just killing them off because they're going to be too weak to fend for themselves, you know, and whatnot, you know. But like, yeah, you got people like the Casey Anthony chick that they supposedly killed her kid when they got the documentary about it and whatnot, where everybody thinks she kills her kid. Yeah, man, based on how we live as people, this is batshit crazy, man. It's I couldn't imagine even thinking about killing a kid, man. Even a kid, a three-year-old kid that's not even mine. I mean, I love my dog to death. I couldn't even imagine like let somebody like kill my dog in front of me and let's see what happens. I'm not going to get into details, but let's see what happens. Once again, I thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast.